Beware of Nepal. As Sir Edmund Hillary, conqueror of Everest, said, it gets under your skin. The country does. Yes, it's stunningly beautiful. But the people, even more so, they are just wonderful. Jean and I were privileged in 2006-2007 to meet Tuk and Chunman, two of four brothers brought up in a village called Garambeshi as slaves until their teens. Yes, slaves. Untouchable, unclean, worthless. Fortunately, a wise Buddhist teacher, recognising Tuk's outstanding ability, bribed him with a pencil and a sweet to go to school. Tuk went straight to the top of the class, staying on until he qualified as an engineer. All four brothers are now professionals. Shiva is the first Nepali slave ever to become a medical doctor. They could all now live in comfortable prosperity, but on the way they become Christians, set free from their sense of utter worthlessness. As slaves, they were regarded as lower than pigs. In a country with many gods, they've discovered a god who loves all the people he's made. It's a stunning revelation to them. They say, we are loved, free, full of joy, purpose and hope. We want to go back to Garambeshi and share this with those who are still caught in the I'm worth nothing attitude. 11 years ago, they set up Sahodar for this purpose. Last year, Chunman came to Plymouth and shared his enthusiasm and love for people with us. It was like a breath of fresh air. Not just what he did, but above all the sense of joy and freedom through Jesus. Does this fit your view of Christianity? Not hymns, sermons, committees and curtains, but a life and joy you're bursting to share? If not, perhaps you should seek out someone you can trust and share your thoughts with them over a meal.